Hi, listeners. Dr. Amy Horniman here, aka The Thyroid Fixer and host of The Thyroid Fixer podcast. I'm here to tell you about my experience working with Rachel Varga one-on-one with my skin. I am a self-proclaimed anti-aging skincare addict, and I have spent thousands of dollars on the wrong skincare, always falling prey to those ads that promise to reduce your wrinkles and smooth your fine lines. Working with Rachel, I'm telling you, she is a guide. She takes your hand. She personalizes your entire skincare regimen, really looking at your skin and how it is and what your goals are. She listens to you. And that's the most important part of this journey. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced. In fact, there's nothing out there like it. Rachel is an angel in this world. She will absolutely transform your skin. You will reach your goals of skincare, whether it's reducing wrinkles or clearing up acne or just looking good on camera. That's what I need. So head over to rachelvarga.ca and book your one-on-one consult with her. You will not regret it. It will be the best thing that you do for your skin.
Hello and welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode here. I'm going to talk about, well, are you making smart purchasing decisions this holiday season when it comes to gift giving or buying products for yourself, whether they are beauty or wellness products? And if you're new here, warm welcome. Please be sure to subscribe to the Rachel Varga YouTube channel, the Rachel Varga podcast. Let me know what you enjoy learning about. Hit that bell notification on YouTube and Facebook so you know when I go live. And I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist with nearly 20,000 procedures under my belt and 10 years in the industry as a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. And what I really wanted to just share briefly here, this is just me, a quick live. With skincare and beauty gimmicks literally everywhere you look, are you purchasing based on what looks pretty on your counters or is going to be IG social media worthy to share and really pretty and stuff like that? Or are you following the science and using your wise discernment? And I just did a little bit of research on a recent skincare line that came out, and I went to that website, and there's actually no information on the ingredients on the skincare. They're already doing pre-orders. They're going to officially launch in January. And all that was really on this new skincare line's website was an email opt-in. So what it's doing is it's basically like a skincare line that's come out, and they're just kind of wanting your email, and then they're going to target you probably pretty darn heavy with the promotions and things like that. But what concerns me is that there is actually no information on what's actually in the skincare product. So the ingredients, is it paraben-free? Is it phthalate-free? Is it free of artificial dyes and fragrances? Is it not tested on animals? These are really, really, really important because you are going to be too smart to fall prey to some of these, you know, beauty gimmicks and things out there. So tip one, what I want you to start being aware of is avoiding excess packaging. I personally won't actually work with a skincare brand or offer a skincare product to my clients internationally if that product has too much packaging. And this is important because a lot of times you'll get a cosmetic cream and, you know, the little pot will have maybe like this much product in it, right? Maybe like 2 inches by an inch high. And then you have this excessive, an inch on either side of acrylic plastic that makes the product look luxury. So when you hear the words luxury skincare, it literally means nothing. And truth be told, there is the whole aspect of, you know, private labeling, white labeling skincare that you may be thinking that you're getting a luxury product, which again, that term is very different than medical grade skincare backed by research and science. But the same product you might be spending $30 to $50 for, you could actually find at, say, like your Shoppers Drug Mart, London Drugs, CVS, and it's just actually labeled differently. So this is just something that I think is worthwhile to share. I do understand this aspect of the industry quite well, and I just want to make sure that you're doing better, you know, you're making better choices with your purchasing. So tip number one is avoid excess packaging, because if you think about it, if a skincare line has a lot of excess packaging, they probably don't care about the ingredients, if they don't care about the ecological impact of that product as well. So typically there's a correlation between minimal packaging and also putting an emphasis on making sure that the ingredients are as clean as possible. Do what you can to support small businesses right now. This is definitely a time of year around the holidays where consumerism is at its peak. And I just want all of you to be more discerning in your purchasing habits and maybe rethink some of the ways that you would have purchased before. So do what you can to support small businesses. And if I'm going to be totally honest with you, a lot of people are probably going to be kind of upset at me for saying this, but whatever, this is just what I do. I literally cannot go into some of these beauty stores because I am overwhelmed by the smells of the toxins that I'm surrounded with when I enter these stores. And, you know, this, one of the stores I'm referring to is probably one of the biggest beauty store in North America and Europe. And I literally can't go into them because I feel like when I enter the store, all these fragrances are getting in my nose and then they're in my brain. And, you know, fragrances are definitely something that can impact many aspects of our health and wellness. Little tip, when you smell it, it's in your brain. So just because you're seeing a lot of pretty marketing and a lot of pretty packaging doesn't necessarily mean that that product is actually going to be giving you the results that you want. Say, for example, addressing dry skin, saggy skin, brown spots, acne, skin laxity, deep wrinkles. You know, cosmetic creams can help and feed the skin, but they're not necessarily going to be delivering what is listed on the back of the bottle. And even when it comes to ingredients, even if a product has things like hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, retinol, lots of other wonderful actives, what really depends is how that product is formulated. There really is no kind of back of the bottle marketing police. So if I were to make a recommendation for you, is I wouldn't really try and sort of have at it yourself with trying to, you know, I've heard that this product works. Look at all the awesome reviews on it. Number one, you don't know if those reviews are paid. And I just recommend seeking some guidance from somebody like myself that can kind of help you navigate what type of routine at home could be most helpful for you. And I really hope that you enjoyed this quick little episode here talking about, you know, really, are you making smart purchasing decisions this holiday season? Are you paying attention to the cleanliness of your products? Are you making sure that you're avoiding excess packaging? And are you really doing what you can to support small businesses? Really important that you become a more conscious consumer. So if you haven't yet had the pleasure of, you know, us connecting and connecting with me, I do encourage you to reach out no matter where you are in the world at rachelvarga.ca. You can book your one-on-one consultation with me, and I can kind of help you figure out which at-home and in-clinic options can help you address your specific skin goals and also help you find some great providers in your area. Because as you probably already know, if you've tuned in here, I am an international clinical trainer. I do have a wonderful network of other expert providers all over the place. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe, leave a comment, let me know kind of what some of the trends are that you're seeing in the skincare and beauty industry. Really avoid the gimmicks. If you have any questions or if something's popping up on your feed, please actually direct message me on social media at Rachel Varga Official or send me an email info@rachelvarga.ca. I literally love hearing from you guys because I feel like a lot of you tuning in are probably getting targeted pretty heavily for different skincare and gimmicks. So just pay attention to what's popping up on your feed that says sponsored as well. All right. Until next time, have a fabulous rest of your day, guys. Bye.